Here's Tim Harwood with a rundown of the latest Waterloo Blackhawks game.
The Blackhawks have played beyond the end of regulation 9 times. They've pulled out 8 victories this season in those overtime and shootout situations. 3-2 in a shootout on this Sunday afternoon as we get you all the details with our post-game scoring summary presented by Ted's Home and Hardware. Just one goal in the first 40 minutes of this game. It came just past the midpoint of the second period. It's Yenchko spinning into the Blackhawks zone, throwing up a spray of snow above the left circle, flips it across rink wide at the feet of Wilson, poke checked by Lindberg, and Mustard has it for Waterloo as the Hawks come out again. Mustard finds Thorson, carries in, crisscrossing, got it to Lindberg, moves in, backhander, save made by Wright, Waterloo scores! Thorson got there to shovel it in after the initial try by Lindberg was stopped, and Gavin Thorson has given the Hawks a 1-0 lead. At 10:54 of the second period, the Blackhawks' leading scorer there to sniff out the second chance. Thorson's 12th of the season, assisted by Gavin Lindberg and John Mustard to give the Blackhawks a 1-0 lead. There was no further scoring in the second, but the Hawks made it 2-0 early in the third. Thorson comes away with it, working back toward the line. He turns and wings one wide, batted down by a Youngstown stick, but now picked up by Mustard. Sharp angle chance, saved by Wright. Rebound, Thorson scores! Gavin Thorson is second in the game, set up by Mustard's shot that Wright stopped but did not control. And with Wright out at the edge of the crease and off balance, Thorson just had to find the puck and flip it in for his 13th of the season and second of the game. Thorson assisted by Mustard and Lindberg, goal number 13 and number 2 in the game. The Hawks up 2-0, not quite 2 minutes into the third period. Youngstown would do the rest of the scoring from there, though. They capitalized on a power play at 5:47. It was shortly after the power play began. Andrew Strathman backpedaling from left to right and taking a shot that was redirected in near the front of the net by Adam Patilla. Patilla tipping the shot by Strathman and also an assist to Grant Young, making it 2-1. The power play goal was the only special teams score in this game, 5:47 of the third period. Young's goal streak came to an end tonight, but he did pick up a point there with the assist. And then Youngstown would get the equalizer at 16:34 with the shot snapped into the top corner, originating from the right wing circle by Evan Jardine, putting it up over the right shoulder of Spicer. Jardine's goal, his third in as many nights during this Youngstown weekend trip. He was assisted by Strathman, as well as an assist to Zach Morin. The Hawks finished the game on a power play, finished regulation on a power play, started the overtime with an advantage, but could not break the deadlock, had all the chances in the overtime. The Phantoms were not credited with a shot on goal. The Hawks had 4 of them during the overtime period after outshooting Youngstown 11-8 in the third. And the ultimate final shots on goal, including overtime, 32 each way. In the shootout, the first 3 tries for each team went for naught. And then on top of that, the Phantoms did not get anything from Michael Burchill's attempt as Jack Spicer slammed the door on him. And Gavin Thorson got the nod to take the 4th shootout try for the Hawks. It's an extra moment of drama before the Blackhawks' leading scorer attempts his 6th shootout opportunity of the season. 2-for-5 so far. Thorson off the ice, the St. Cloud recruit stick handling and shooting. He scores! Hawks win! Thorson blows it past right to the stick side. Waterloo takes the victory on home ice, winning the 3rd game of the weekend after a win and a loss coming into this Sunday action. The Blackhawks keep their Sunday record perfect. Thorson, the shootout winner, his 3rd shootout conversion of the season on 6 tries, and the decisive tally in this game, his 1st shootout winner for the Blackhawks this season. And poetic after he had scored the Blackhawks 2 goals during regulation. It doesn't count officially as a hat trick, but the Hawks fans saluted Thorson's effort by tossing caps onto the ice after that shootout winning goal. Waterloo with the win by the official final of 3-2 despite going 0-for-3 on the power play. The Phantoms were 1-for-6 on their power play tries. Final shots on goal at the end of overtime, 32 each way. It'll go into the books as 33 Blackhawks shots, credited with one shot from the shootout. The Phantoms with 32. Each goaltender made 30 saves. Jack Spicer gets his 30th USHL regular season victory with those 30 stops. And it's all coming together with number 30 on his jersey for good measure. The overtime loss to Aiden Wright. He made 30 saves on the downside in this one. Also stopped 3 of 4 in the shootout. That's our post-game scoring summary presented by Ted's Home and Hardware. The hockey rink is the only place that you want to be slippery this time of year. Ice No More is a four-ingredient blend that quickly melts frozen sidewalks and driveways, even at sub-zero temperatures. Ice No More from EC Grow, available from Ted's Home and Hardware in Evansdale, where you can get help with your project. Stop in to see Ted and his staff there to help at 3550 Lafayette Road in Evansdale. It's less than 2 weeks before these two teams see each other again. The Blackhawks will visit the Youngstown Phantoms on Thursday, February the 29th, the last day of this slightly longer than usual month. The Hawks will go out to Youngstown to play an early game. And if it's anything like this one, it should be a good one. A couple between now and then for the Hawks on home ice as they'll try to extend a five-game home winning streak. Next time out against the Sioux Falls Stampede on Friday.
Hear live play-by-play coverage of each Waterloo Blackhawks game on 1650 The Fan. For details about the next broadcast, visit 1650thefan.com.